This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standards. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, I think, enjoying yourself. Seriously. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the conversation, have some fun. Seriously, have some fun. And, you know, just get engaged. Don't take that the wrong way. I mean, like, you know, get engaged in the conversation. Seriously. Because I want you part of the conversation. I want to know what you have to think about these things. I like to watch the chat room as much as I can to see where you're going with some of the conversation. Now, we have two chat rooms, one up on the website for those of you who can't stand Facebook. It's a regular chat room that's up on my website. Or you can follow us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We are like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place. You head up to my website. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, Everything You've Been Taught to Be Afraid of, which you don't have to be. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I love it when you guys are involved. I love it when you're engaged in conversation. You know, just really lots of fun watching how you guys come at stuff. Lots of things happening this week. Lots of things going on tonight. We're going to have... What's his name? Kimberly Marin's going to join us in a little bit, right after the first break. Help us kick the week off, start the week. By the way, this Wednesday night, Andrea Nelson will join us. No, you know what? I did that for 2 years. Andrea Kay will guest host the show. Look, can we start all over? This Wednesday... Andrea Kay will be guest hosting. Almost had to do it again. That's the bad thing about live. You can't come back and do it again. But she'll be guest hosting, so she's going to have a lot of good guests like she usually does. A lot of fun to be with and very good. I tell you what, she deals with some of the issues I don't go near. And she can because she's a woman. At least that's what I'm always told. Like, we did that, was it Friday or Thursday? We had the circumcision thing, and they're still going crazy over. Like, you know, the nukes could be rolling out from North Korea, and these people will not let the circumcision thing go, right? The anti-circumcision. I think it's hilarious. It's the one I get the most amount of comments on. And so anyhow, I mean, it's like it's just go up there, go up to the Facebook page and check it out. And as I've told them and others... The thing that takes away from their issue is the clothes they're wearing while they're protesting this. So anyhow, Texas. Yeah, you got to love Texas. As much as you maybe things you really don't like about it, you still got to love Texas. Now the problem or the challenge for hardcore liberal in Texas, most of Texas anyway, is you don't tell Texans that they can't fly flags that they appreciate. It never ends well. So, a couple things going on here. One is the red, white, and blue has flown outside La Ponier High School in La Rue, Texas. Somebody's going to call me and tell me how wrong I am. As far back as anyone can remember. But instead of the 50 stars on the blue field, the flag bears a cross on it. Symbol of the Christian's faith. I wear one of those lapels one of those lapel pins with the Christian flag on there. Some of you didn't even know there was a Christian flag. I always love it. People walk up and point to my lapel and they go, what is that flag? Right? The Christian flag flies alongside the Texas flag and Old Glory, and that's a big problem for a bunch of out-of-town atheist agitators. These are the freedom from religion freaks. They don't even live here. I think they actually have a crew that they pay to go through these small towns because they don't have enough money to fight it usually, okay? And that's just cowardice. That's bullying because they're picking on the small ones. Come out, pick on the bigger cities. Seriously. Freedom from Religion Foundation, a Wisconsin-based group of atheists. Somehow, is Wisconsin inside of Texas? What are they even doing there? The Wisconsin-based group of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers. I always thought that was funny that they don't think the Christians are free thinkers. Obviously, they don't know about the different denominations, right? They sent a letter to the local school district demanding the flag be removed. It's unconstitutional for a school to display the Christian flag. That's according to their attorney, Sam Grover, who wrote Superintendent James Young, the display of this patently religious symbol by the district confers government endorsement, which it doesn't, of Christianity, in violation of the Establishment Clause. The professionally offended group of atheists told the district that they've got to be inclusive, even of the minority religions and the non-religious people. Well, that doesn't mean no symbolism at all. I mean, they keep referring to Establishment Clause. Read the Establishment Clause in its entirety. Don't stop where it makes you feel comfortable. Remember, the Establishment Clause also says that I can't infringe on my right to live out my religion. Freely live out my religion. Not with guidelines, but freely. The district must immediately remove the Christian flag from the school grounds. In addition, the district must ensure that its staff members are not organizing, promoting, or participating in religious events while acting in their official capacities. Right. Keep dictating to these Texans and watch what happens. The school superintendent told local news reports that they were reviewing the demand letter but have yet to make any sort of announcement. But while adults are trying to figure out what to do, the students didn't waste much time. They've taken matters into their own hands. They've actually decided to stand up to the atheists. A bunch of youngsters purchased Christian flags and mounted the banners on their pickup trucks. It was quite a scene at the high school parking lot. A convoy. There you go, one of those, too. A convoy of trucks lined up with the Christian flag waving in the Texas breeze. You got to love these kids. We probably should put a little fund together and send them money so they can keep buying flags. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there and enjoy and get engaged with. You know, the weekend, there's all kinds of stuff that piles up over the weekend. And I always get a kick out of it. And, you know, you've got people like Maxine Waters on the loose. We're going to talk about her in the, on the loose. And we're going to talk about her in the second hour. But let me bring her on, because she's going to know who this is. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Helps me kick the week off. I always love to get her blood pressure up. I'm the one that kicks off her week of drinking whenever she's on the show. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Your husband's going to make you stop doing this after a while. He's going to, you can't be with that guy anymore. It just makes me crazy.
So, right.
Know. Yeah, right. No, seriously, I can hear it in your voice sometimes. Hey, listen, a bunch of stuff happening over the weekend, and God, what is that Florida? What is the Florida?
Oh my God, that nutbag! Frederica Wilson.
Yeah. Yes, Frederica Wilson. God, just amazing. This is perfect. These are like, now, producer Tammy got mad at me last week because I said, they're all the same. Because you look at her, she's got those pearls, she's got the cowboy hat, she's just as much a loon as Sheila Jackson Lee, right? They could be twin sisters.
Yep. When I saw her, I thought it was Sheila Jackson Lee, and then I realized it was someone else, and I'm like, oh my God, there's more than one? There's more than one? Oh my God!
Well, no, wait. There's more than two. Maxine Waters just won't wear the hat. That's the only difference.
Oh, that's true.
Right? I mean, this woman thinks she's a rock star because the president, the White House, is focusing on her. Well, you know what? They should focus on you. What is all this stuff? The woman's husband just died, and the only thing you could do, how come she didn't mention the other three guys that died? Why is she only harping on one, and why can't she let this die down a bit? I mean, they just lost their loved ones. I mean, am I whacked here or what?
No, you know how the left is. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
That's okay. Trump, I saw, what did I see today? Daily Wire posted it. Trump called her a wacky congresswoman or something. I forget what it was.
Oh, you don't attack him like that and expect you're going to get away with it, do you? I mean, are you really that sick? So
I'm trying to find. Sorry, I'm coughing here.
Yeah, no coughing.
I'm trying to find the story. I saw it earlier on. It went across my news feed. I was away all weekend, not listening to news, not even near a computer. It was fabulous. And so I had to play catch up tonight with the news.
That did not sound like you. You said it's fabulous. I mean, I'm gonna have to call you again to make sure it's actually you. So I don't know if you heard the story did coming into your slot was about the Texas teens who were told this school has had the American flag up. They've had the Christian flag up for over 50 years. It has to do with the history of the school or what have you. Anyway, the Freedom from Religion freaks came in. Last I checked, look, they're from Wisconsin, right? The Freedom from Religion freaks? Yeah,
somewhere. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. What are they doing going through some small podunk town in Texas? I think they're paying these people to go from town to town to town. But,
of course they are.
Yeah, but even that's beside the point. So you know what the kids did? They as the adults are trying to figure out what to do about this, the kids decided. You know how they put the flags in their pickup trucks? They put them in the holders, you know, the stake bed holders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they lined them all up and they put Christian flags in those. It's like, okay, tell us to take them out.
Right? That's awesome.
Don't you love Texas? Is it Texas wonderful?
That's awesome. No, that's exactly what these people do. In a town or a city, well, no problems, no issues whatsoever. Some jerk comes in from out of state and causes trouble. That's what happens. That's exactly how it happens. I mean, I don't know. Well, you guys probably don't need any help from out-of-staters in California.
No, we have our own fruits here.
Yeah, you have your own Fruit Loops. They come here. Keep them, please. Keep them.
Yeah, good luck.
Because I know in New Hampshire, we have a lot of out-of-state left-wing loons coming here to push stuff in the state that no one cares about, no one wants anything to do with, no one's saying that it's a problem, but they come here and try to push it, including trying to push California gun control laws here. So
did you hear the Czech Republic was passing a constitutional carry law?
Really? Well, they make some good guns. The CZ, isn't that made from them?
They're looking into it. They're looking at whether they want to do it. And it's not a fringe. It's the mainstream people that are talking about it. I guess all the violence that's going on in Europe and other places has got them concerned or worried. So I think that's good. There's a good thing. Maybe something good can come out of all this violence. I don't know.
Well, you know, their people need to protect themselves. That's all I got to say.
Well, I know. I agree with you. What makes me nuts. Really? What makes me nuts? Was that? No, I've got two or three things happening at once in front of me, and I've only got one eye to work with, so it's always exciting. It's true. I'm almost blind to one eye. People don't know it. It's when I'm moving my head around a lot, it's like I got a lot of ground to cover in a very short, you know, span here.
And you're allowed to drive?
And fly. I have a pilot's license.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. So, listen, the University of Akron, Ohio, teacher assistant recently called for more size acceptance in college curricula, saying that health promotion materials are harmful.
What?
Oh, my God. They say that health promotion materials are harmful. Because basically, in a recent academic article, teaching assistant and fat studies scholar Corey Stevens criticizes colleges for offering health promotion programs, arguing that such materials perpetuate the anti-obesity rhetoric that could hurt the body image and self-esteem of overweight students. This is Ohio. This is not California, lady.
Well, it doesn't matter. Colleges are dumb everywhere. You know, if they're promoting healthy behavior, that's not against overweight people. It's just offering everyone an alternative, because even thin people aren't always healthy, but they can learn how to have healthier habits.
But Kimberly, it's boiled back down to this. If it makes you feel bad about yourself, we don't want to say anything about it.
Well, paying taxes makes me feel bad about myself. Can I not do it anymore?
Well, that's tax shaming. We'll see what we can do about that. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly's going nowhere. She'll be back with us right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
He was a famous trumpet man out of Chicago.
We are back.
He had a boogie style.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Whether you're on the Facebook page or the website or what have you, get involved in the conversation. You know, give us some insight. Love to know what you think about certain issues. Write back. Talk back, text back, whatever it is, about what we're saying and what we're doing. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Love kicking off the week with her. Sometimes we're on exactly the same page. We're just coming at it from a different way. But always a pleasure to have her with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Sorry. Thanks for having me.
That's
I was
all right.
Muted.
No, I know I'm boring. I probably put you to sleep there for a second.
No, I was muted. Sorry.
Tell people, first of all, before we get rolling here, where they can find some of your writing, and I know you do a radio show as well.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, The Federalist Papers Project, Granite Grok, and I'm on Gerard at Large every Monday. I anchor the Politically Buzzed segment.
And for those of you who didn't catch that, in New England it's Gerard. For the rest of the world it's Gerard.
I say Gerard.
Oh,
in Boston,
God.
It might be Gerard.
Yeah. So, you know, I went to somebody last night. I always love people when they find out you're from Boston. Oh, you're from Boston? No. Actually, I'm from Boston. I don't know where Boston is, but I guess it's a guy who just want to strangle people. Anyway, this one got you excited. It got me excited, too. I locked onto this last week as well. It's that former NPR CEO. He opens up about the liberal media bias, but he's written a whole book on it. I can't wait to get my hands on it. So, I know you've studied this story. So tell us what he came up with.
Well, he actually, and he's no longer the CEO of NPR, right, which is probably unfortunate. Not that he would convince anyone to be more realistic in life, but in the media. But he spent a year traveling around the country to basically the heartland, and spent time with different people, like evangelicals, hunters. He even went to a NASCAR race.
Wow.
He went to tea party meetings, and he discovered the other side of America, so to speak. His words.
Wow.
Because he, you know, he lives in a bubble, and he admits that most of the media is liberal, and they perform groupthink. So they have a certain vision of the world, and that's what they portray. So they'll have stories, and they'll portray them from their point of view, You know, like when it comes to gun control or gun stories, it's always about gun control. They hardly ever publish stories about good guys using guns or women using guns for self-defense. You hardly ever hear about those stories, even though it happens every day. You know, he talked about this, and I have to read his book because I have not. I just realized this was a book after I saw this story. But he, you know, realized that these Americans that he started hanging out with, they aren't anything like what they're being portrayed as by the media.
No. So, no, it's great, though, isn't it? It is great that when these guys, when these libs finally get out there, and a lot of the liberals that I know that became, or I should say recovering liberals and now conservatives, they all say the same thing. They had a whole different viewpoint of the conservative community, and until they really started interacting and talking and dealing with, they really thought that we were sick people that needed help. Don't you find the same?
Well, yeah, because they have such a talking point visual of what the right is. Like today I was called a right-wing nut job. Well, no, I'm not actually, but that must mean you're a left-wing extremist. Come on. That they just don't understand that everybody's just regular people. They just might have some different views on things. How about discussing those views instead of just saying, you're horrible, you're a bad person, I can't talk to you? Because that's what they do now.
No, I've talked to a lot of the, again, recovering, where'd that come from? Recovering libs. And again, it's, you know, you may know of her, Anne Marie Morell. She's part of the Politichicks, and she was telling me once that basically when you're on the left and you're actively involved, what they'll tell you is once the facts start to come in, once they start to overwhelm the conversation, then you simply start calling people names.
Yeah.
That's what you back up to. I'm thinking, wow, that's...
Well, that's what they do. That's, you see that every time. You know, they can't speak to the facts, and they have to use words that sort of try to derail the argument and detract from the actual argument. You know, so they call firearms weapons. They don't call it gun control. They call it gun safety. You know what I mean? You see this in all of their talking points, everything. They started calling drug abuse drug substance misuse because they coddle addicts now instead of, you know, so they can put more laws against law-abiding citizens in place and increase the size of government and spend more of our money. I mean, it's just, you can...
Oh, no. I got to tell you, here in California, this is the birthplace on how to learn about self-annihilation, right? So we have the the hepatitis B, was it? Virus is rampant now in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. We are allowed to poop and pee on the streets, okay? It's okay because they clean the streets down in the middle of the night with, you know, Clorox and hot water, so everything's okay and everything's cool. But funny, because those are the cities that allow you to do stuff like that, and they're having trouble with it. Also, in San Francisco, they have safe shoot-up places with clean needles and everything you might need to shoot up properly and in a safe environment. My God.
Didn't Governor Moonbeam just allow people who have HIV to give blood?
Whoa, no, it's better than that. You can have all the sex you want having the HIV virus, and you don't have to tell anybody anything. You don't have to say a word. The reasoning behind the passing of the bill, the reasoning that the legislator brought that forward was because it discriminates to one group in particular.
Okay.
I mean, because they feel bad about the disease that they have, we have to make them feel better no matter how many other people we infect. And the one guy's arguing the point that it's no longer, now this will make you go through the roof, it's no longer the deadly disease it was in the 80s. The fact that it's a very expensive disease to fight, that you have to now take pills for the rest of your life, it does shorten your life, all of that matters absolutely not to the loon on the left. Absolutely, they care nothing about you as a human being.
Unbelievable. So, did you see that? I posted a story the other day about California. You know, because California, I was arguing back and forth
Did you include a flushing sound at least with it? I mean, you should have.
No, but it should be. But this, you know, this left winger was like, California's great. We have the biggest economy, this and that, right? excuse me. A report just came out. It's got one of the highest poverty rates.
Oh, yeah.
So how's that working out?
No. I love this. Here's the better one. We have, you know these numbers. I don't have to keep telling you. We do. We have one of the highest poverty rates in the country. We have, we account for 16% of the country's population. We account for 31% of the country's welfare.
Wow.
How does that work? I mean, I'm no genius. I barely made it out of school. Right?
Yeah.
This is nuts. And they don't care. These people just don't care.
Well, and people are fleeing. That's the other thing. The people who actually pay the taxes for all that welfare, they're fleeing the state.
Yeah, the
so
there was a very hardcore mothers group that was out here, and they were pushing back Democrats. And they asked to meet with me over an issue, and I talked with them, and I said, look, I can't do anything for you. I'm a school board member, but I can't do anything for you because the law is being pushed down from above, from Sacramento down here. And we have to adhere to them. So you got to get different people. And I had to get a little political. I said, they're your people. You guys keep voting them in. So you need to go up there in numbers and talk with them. Within 8 weeks of meetings, they all left the state.
Wow.
They said, there's no give. They're sure they know better than us. They sure they know what's better than we do. So we're out of here. We're going to go to a state that will allow us to be parents.
They in this article, it was written by The Spectator. It says that California's single-family residence property tax is the eighth highest in the country, with the median homeowner property tax bill 93% higher than the average property tax bill for the entire other 49 states. Holy cow!
All right, so you need to come down from that. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin is my guest. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series
What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just jump right into this. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week here on the show. I always appreciate her time with me and the issues that we tackle, that we jump all over. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me. Bless you.
I make her sneeze, apparently. I don't know what to tell you. So
she's allergic to you.
About time. About time her body starts saying, get away from him. You don't need to be anywhere near him. Anyhow, no, there are so many stories from the weekend that pop up that people send me that I really, truly can't keep up with. But most of them are what's happening on campuses, right? I mean, this crazy stuff.
And especially Halloween's coming up, right?
Yes, always at least 300 stories.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you can't wear these certain costumes because you have to be politically sensitive. You have to be sensitive. I saw, I can't remember what post it was. I should have sent it to you. You know, no gypsy, no anything like a gypsy, no religious, no cultural appropriation from, like, different races, you know, on and on and on and on. It's like, why don't you just end Halloween if you just can't even have any fun? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't can't think of anything in an Italian way that's a caricature from the Italian days, other than like a Mussolini or something like that. Who cares?
You could do a gangsta. You could do a mafia guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Okay.
You could do Mario Brothers, Luigi. Yeah.
Mario Brothers.
That's a little Italian guy.
That's right.
Dude.
You know, I make fun of people because they say, you know, mafia. They don't realize there's the Asian mafia, right? There's the Mexican mafia. There's not just the Italian mafia. Yeah.
I think the Irish, whatever.
You know, and some people go like, is your family in the mafia? And if the guy's a real jerk, I always say, yeah, why? What's your name?
What about it? What's it to you?
Well, that's about right. It's just nuts. And you know what I love? You're right about the Halloween stuff. I forgot about that. So this weekend, sometimes I'm sitting there and I'm killing time. I'm waiting for something to happen. And I'll read through some stories. And I'll specifically go looking for, you know, for the Halloween and the costumes and the schools and what have you. And it was a... And it's up in your neck of the woods, you know, because it's always, right, the Salem witches, they're the ones that get the most upset, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't want the kids wearing the stereotypical witch costumes, right? Because it's offensive.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I know there's the good witch and there's the witch from the Wizard of Oz and it has all, but give me a break. I mean, look at all. I mean, what other group goes in, grabs kids, throws them in ovens, try to boil them in oil and all that other fun stuff? Of course, it's scary. It's meant to be scary. Get over yourselves. No?
You know what? I have been to Salem multiple times. Whatever. Yawn. They make money off of it. And, you know, they have the witch museums and all this other stuff. They make money off it. But, yeah, then some of the covens come out and say, this isn't appropriate to be dressing like this. But yet, have they seen themselves in the mirror? No, and I'm not insulting. I mean, they dress like that, almost gothic. Maybe not with the hat, okay? Let's just, the hat's the only thing. But there's nothing wrong with a witch's hat or the broom. I proudly drive a broom, okay?
You know, I wonder if you can make, what's that movie that's big every Christmas, every Halloween is Hocus Pocus, right? I mean, it's kind of somewhat.
Oh, my God. No, I never saw it before. It was on over the weekend, and I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
I was horrified. The children threw the witches in an oven and burned them.
Don't worry.
I was horrified. I'm like, this is a kid's movie? Really?
They come back. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I know they did. I saw that. I did. I didn't see the whole movie. I just looked at my sister and I was like, this is a kid's movie? Really?
I love the one witch that she's on a vacuum cleaner because she couldn't find a broom. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, my God, that was fantastic. Yeah, the first is the broom, then the mop, then the vacuum cleaner.
I'm getting to hate these things. Keep talking.
I personally drive a Kirby.
I got nothing. Yeah, it's really funny. I have a battery-operated headset. Probably the biggest mistake I ever made. You know?
But it's just ridiculous. Can we just let kids have, especially kids, because, you know, kids don't really know there's differences between themselves. They just think they're all kids, right? And it's their parents that are telling them and teaching them, no, you are different. You're not the same. And that's how it is. And I don't know why they do that. When the kids aren't all the same, this is the problem. We're all humans. It doesn't matter what culture we came from. We can share it. It doesn't matter what color of our skin. We all bleed the same.
But where did all the sensitivity come from on the certain kind of costumes you can't wear, certain foods? And I'm not talking about the peanut allergy foods. I mean the certain foods you can't have. At some school in Oregon, there's some schools up there you can't have, what is it? But we did the joke when I did a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is now, well, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is now racist because some kids can't eat it or they don't, they've never seen it in their culture. Yeah, I did a whole story a while back about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches being racist in an Oregon school district. They've been banned from the cafeteria because some kids didn't grow up with them. They don't know what they are. And they're offended by them. You're not offended by them.
Oh my! Oh my own!
We've lost our minds. I mean, as a society, we really have lost our minds with this stuff. But again, I don't know. At some point in time, till we get some adults in the classroom, actually get some adults there, we lose. We're going to keep losing this battle, are we not?
Yeah, and that's one of the problems, and that's why you do see people fighting back more now. You see parents getting more involved, and I wish even more parents would get involved because they're the only parents who can actually fight back. You know, they're the only people who can get rid of the board members if they're like that. Inform other parents, you know, they have to fight back because some of this stuff is ridiculous. Why are you going to stop doing something that a majority of kids is a normal, regular thing, eating a peanut butter and jelly? I still to this day eat peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter and fluff even.
Oh, yeah.
And for people not in New England, it's marshmallow fluff. And we have up on that here.
Yeah, I remember that.
So yummy.
Oh, I do remember that. So listen, just in case you're going to help some kids pick out a costume, let me help you a little bit, okay? No weight-based costumes. You can't wear anything that makes you look, you know, very fat or big. Can we say fat? Can't use fat costumes. Can't use gender-based costumes. So, you know, anything that's particular to a gender they want to keep you from using. Things that denote age. Things that would make you look older than what you actually are or appropriate. I guess it's age appropriation. I don't even know. Let me see. Oh, pervy costumes. So I wonder if that's disgusting.
What's a pervy costume?
Some that have sexual innuendo to them. I guess, except if you're like a 5-year-old and you're wearing the French maid outfit, in which case that's perfectly okay, right?
Oh, my God.
You see? Day of the Dead costumes, because they are cultural appropriation. Prisoner. God, I'm going to lose it. Prisoner costumes. How is that offensive?
Because you're going to offend prisoners because they see you from the prison walls.
Well, they're not guilty, don't you remember?
Yeah.
Hobo
My
costumes.
My sons never do that.
Oh, and cultural costumes. Anything like this is a geisha. So I guess, see, the mafia costume, they don't have that on the list. I'm offended.
Of course they don't because you're Italian. They don't mind offending you. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. My friend one year went as a pregnant nun.
But was it like, you know, a Catholic party? I mean, seriously.
No, it was a Halloween, just a general Halloween party, and no one cared.
No, and no
we
one...
We all told her she was going to hell, but that's besides the point.
we really have gotten out of control with all this stuff. I mean, seriously. And I'm not joking anymore. We've made it to the point where everybody is so uncomfortable doing pretty much anything when it comes to one of these events. That you, everybody's so worried. They're not even talking to each other. They're not working things out. They're not discussing
things. No, because
they're
just, if you don't agree with someone who is offended by something that is just normal behavior, then they instantly label you and point at you and say, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a whatever. Whatever keyword is of the day that the left passes out and hands around. So instead of having a discussion and truly talking back and forth and explaining to each other why you agree or disagree, they just point their fingers and say, Nick, call you names. I mean, that's what they do. And that's why we can't go anywhere.
You know, I want to shy away from this, but I don't want to shy away from it. And I don't want to call the person out because I can still consider the person a friend. But I had somebody that I sat with last week. Who's part of the gay community, and we were talking, and he was very upset. See, I can't do this right now because we're going to run out of time. I got to tell you about this, but at some point in time, we got to do this because he was upset about something I said about the gay community, yet he said something about the, you know, Christian community, the God community. I'm going, wait a minute, that's the same thing. You're offended by the same thing, but yet you're willing to offend me, and that seems to be okay. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't doing it in a hateful way. I'm not so sure he even realized he was doing it. Anyway, real quick, tell people where to find you.
You can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND, New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project.
All right. Thanks for being with me tonight. You need another breath after all that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. Listen, the next hour, you got to stay with us because we've got a challenger to Maxine Waters. God bless the man. That's all I got to say. We're going to have him on with us in a little bit. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.